Governor Walker told government officials from around the country on Monday that they should consider emulating Wisconsin. Specifically, he touted Act 10, the law here that weakened most public worker unions. WUWM stopped at the gathering in downtown Milwaukee. The Public Policy Forum planned it to discuss government strategies and how they seem to be working. The governor outlined his reasons for pushing Act 10 early in 2011. He said public unions held so much power that they had driven local government budgets to the breaking point. Walker says with their new power, school districts, cities, and counties have reined in spending. He insists the formula would work in other places, even Detroit. It's on the verge of bankruptcy.
What we did may be bigger and bolder than what others have done, but it's not far removed from where other states and even other cities need to go if they're going to be sustainable.
One person in the audience told Walker that Act 10 gave communities only half the tools they need. It exempts police and firefighter unions, and in some cases, they comprise half the community's workforce. The audience member asked the governor if he would consider limiting the bargaining rights of first responders. Walker says he feared doing so at first in case they'd walk off the job, putting public safety at risk. But now he says the climate could be different.
I think now, for those areas, having seen that the world didn't come to an end, for other municipal employees and county employees, there might be a greater opening going forward because they'd say, hey, you know, things worked out.
The governor says the principle of limiting the rights of public unions has a long history among both Republicans and Democrats. According to Walker, Democratic President Franklin Delano Roosevelt also opposed public sector collective bargaining. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.